share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Did anyone see this coming? Amidst the criticism towards the Perikatan Nasional, PN, government, a few Malaysians look to former youth and sports minister as a ray of hope, especially after seeing the work he does for his Muar constituents. The MP has also been extremely outspoken in questioning the way the PN government has been operating. And it seems like he isn't stopping anytime soon. Syed Siddiq posted a video yesterday, the 21st of July, claiming that he has been threatened with prosecution if he doesn't join the Perikatan Nasional, PN, government. He added that whenever there is important voting to be done in the parliament, there will be incoming threats, especially in months like July, December and January. Now, a week before the parliament is set to reconvene, he allegedly received the threats as well. Barani Karana Benner, brave because I stand for truth. I will never sell my soul and principles to Perikatan Nasional. Barani Karana Benner. It is in moments like this that I am reminded why I joined politics. Truth will always prevail. Saya lebih rela masuk mahkamah dari masuk Perikatan Nasional. Bring it on. Jumpa di mahkamah KL Esok 8 pagi and live FB, Insta 8 PM untuk pendidikan saya. Hashtag lawanpick.twitter.com/sinwapiup. Syed Siddiq, at Syed Siddiq, July 21, 2021. The MP said that at 8 a.m. today, the 22nd of July, he will be going to the Kuala Lumpur court to be tried and that he will be conducting a live broadcast on his Facebook and Instagram at 8 p.m. to shed further light on the issue. It's in moments like this that I'm reminded why I joined politics. Truth will always prevail. I would rather go to court than join Perikatan Nasional, he said. Syed Siddiq's controversial video comes after sources claimed that he will be charged in the sessions court here tomorrow on one charge of breach of trust involving RM 1 million and one other charge, reported Astro Awani. He will be charged under Section 405 of the Penal Code in relation to an alleged breach of trust of funds of a political party and Section 403 of the Penal Code in relation to misappropriation of property, namely money, with the incidents happening in 2018 and 2020. Suffice to say, Malaysians are waiting to see an update in this sudden turn of events. Let us know what you think about this. Also read. Machines question why upcoming parliament proceedings will only consist of ministers' explanations. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.